We're going to turn in the scriptures tonight to the Gospel of John. Well, I'm having a good time up to now. And it is a good place to be, I'm telling you. Good to see so many preachers here. And John, St. John's, where I'm going to go if the Lord will help me. God knows I need him to help me tonight. And so many wonderful things happening here in this service. And I'll tell you what, I'd love to take us down in the mountains and see my folks are dancing and running and laying on the floor. That's right. And what God is doing in this house. John chapter 6. Everything's been great. Thank you so much for everything. 6th chapter of St. John's Gospel. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him, and he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Praise God. And this he said to prove him, for he knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" Sometimes we feel that way, don't we? And so, Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." And therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. And then those men, when they had seen that miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of truth that prophet that should come into the world." Praise God. I want to preach tonight from this wonderful miracle. Covet your prayers tonight. And it looks warm out there. Is it really warm out there? Can you take a little more preaching? Under the circumstances. Amen. Praise God. When I looked at this miracle. There's a lot of wonderful things in this, and all of you are very familiar with this miracle of the 5,000 fed with loaves and fishes. Can you say, uh-huh? And this miracle is the only miracle that is expounded in every gospel. Even John many times didn't repeat the others, but in here he repeated this miracle of the 5,000 fed. And I look into it, and there's one thing in here that I want to try to preach if the Lord help me. But I notice many things about Christ that are brought out in this miracle. Loaves and fishes. Amen. He went out to preach on the hillside. And when he went out to preach, now this has never happened to me. He looked around and there was 5,000 men following him. And women and children. To hear what he had to say. I can just imagine out on that hillside and those throngs of people, probably over 10,000 people. Can you imagine that? Now stay with me if you can tonight. Well, doesn't that feel good? Hallelujah. There, I want you to notice in this, one of the first things I noticed that this gospel preacher, he was not just concerned, amen, with their spiritual welfare. He was also concerned that they were out there and it got late in the day and they were hungry. And so he knew what he was going to do. How many knows that God always knows what he's going to do? There's times I don't know what he's going to do, but I'm confident he knows what he's going to do. Hey, man, I got to get down here. They're suffering. I can tell they're suffering. I want to get down here. But I want you to notice a couple of things. I noticed some attributes of Jesus, and I'm going to pick one of them out that I hope you'll agree with me before it's over. But I want you to know, number one, I see a matter of fact that the Lord is concerned about you, body, soul, and spirit. I see in this miracle, amen, I see the fact that the Lord had compassion on the multitude. What a great attribute, the Son of God had compassion on the multitude. And then I see as he engages his disciples in the remedy of the situation. Amen. Always, amen, working with these men. And so he initiates them. Let's feed these men something. He did it to prove him. Does God ever, amen, suggest you do something that you don't think is possible? Huh? I said, does God ever suggest you to do something that you don't feel like is possible? Well, he did to these disciples, Philip. He said, feed these thousands of people. And Philip did like we would do. Amen. And he said, where could we get enough money? Amen. It would take, was it 200 pence? Amen. To feed this whole multitude. Will you imagine? Where's the cooks at? Who buys the food around here? How many does it take to feed these few hundred? What do you think it would take to feed thousands of people? And so, that's not my text. I need to get right down to it, if I can. Lord, help me. So, Andrew found a boy with a lunch. You know the story. And so, the Lord took it in his hands. There's 25 sermons in this, I'd say, or more. He took that in his hands, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and it was kind of like the widow's oil. She just kept pouring. Amen. The disciples would deliver some food out to the crowd, and they'd be some more. You wait right there. I'll be right back. They just kept coming, and the master just kept reaching, and they kept taking, and you think, well, this will be the last. I'll keep going back, and then he reaches into his hand. I don't know how he does it, but here he is again at Dryden Road. Amen. And last year he was reaching, and the year before he was reaching. Amen. And the year before that he was reaching. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're still coming back. And
there's still bread in his hand, and everybody says, praise the Lord. Now, come on now. I'd sure like to preach tonight. Now, me and the Lord, I don't have no problem with the way the Lord wants to. If he wanted to shout, I was ready to go. Amen. Whatever the Lord's, I'm telling you, I have no trouble. Amen. With whatever the Lord, amen, was wanting to do. And when we get all this business took care of here, I'm going to get down to preach a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. But there's an attribute about the Lord in here that I hope you'll help me as I preach it to you. Notice what the Lord said after thousands of people had been fed. How many believes this miracle? After thousands of people had been fed, amen, and everybody was kind of had that swine fever and got a hold of them, kind of like the 2 o'clock service, amen. And the disciples was ready to call it a day. What a wonderful day it had been. And then the Lord said something that intrigued me, amen, a couple of days ago when I was needing a sermon, amen, for this meeting. And this is what he spoke to me. Hallelujah. And the Lord said to him, and I want you to notice, he said, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that there be nothing lost. Now, I don't know. I hope y'all agree with me. If you don't, I got a long road to hoe. But there was an attribute I saw about the Lord in this right here. Now, how many knows the Lord could have done that every day? But there was something in him right then that was a divine attribute when he said, gather up the fragments that nothing be lost. And I thought, you know, there's something about this man. And I want to preach tonight about this, that nothing be lost. Jesus hated to lose. You talk about the undefeated. Where's the champion? You talk about the undefeated champion. There was something about this miracle. The Lord seen in his divine. How many knows that Jesus was all knowing? Huh? He knew what he was going to do before. Amen. And here he did this miracle. And you know, I want you to notice, praise God. I want you to notice that when they gathered up the fragments, and when you think fragment, you don't really think of anything important. You think of scraps. You think of leftovers. Yeah. You think of just a fragment is not the whole. It's just parts of the whole. But here's the Lord interested. Help me, Holy Ghost. Here's the Lord interested, amen, in gathering up the fragments, amen, that nothing be lost. Come on now. I wonder how many camp meetings we've had. Well, brother, I remember some times when you preached for me. Amen. And you know, you just keep getting us up there and up there and up there. Amen. And we just shouting around and worshiping and listening and being blessed and blistered at times. Hallelujah. And we think, Lord, amen. And there's been times that I've seen people get out of their seat and come to the altar that hadn't kind of, I guess maybe like your, I don't know how it is here, but people run you hadn't seen run in a while, and people shout you hadn't seen shout in a while. Help me preach. And you know, I'm sitting there, meeting coming to a close, and I'm thinking to myself, if we go to Wednesday night, amen, and it's dead like it was before the meeting, they're going to hear me scream all the way driving road. Hallelujah. Y'all not getting this, are you? Amen. I believe there's something about this miracle that we need to hang on to. Somebody say amen. Amen. You see, we've got to understand, amen, I'm going to tell you, we're not just playing games, amen, here tonight. I don't take it for granted at all. When the Lord touches me, I know it's a miracle of God. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. When Brother Ray looked at his pastor, amen, with that look, I think I'll try it. And up there he came.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. The Lord, amen, has done miracles for us. Are you listening to me? Amen. And I honestly believe, amen, He does not, amen, want to lose. Are you listening to me? He does not want us to lose. Amen. Come on now. I wish I could preach to you tonight. Hallelujah. But brother, God has done great things for us. Amen. Think of the camp meetings gone by. And many of you, the only reason you're still here is because of the fragments, amen, that you gathered up. When this meeting's over, I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to keep going. Somebody say amen. Amen. Gather up the fragments that nothing be lost. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to preach to you if I can. Help me, Holy Ghost. The Lord, and I want you to notice, they started out with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And when they gathered up the fragments, there was 12 baskets. Now, the Lord had reasons for the gathering, that nothing be lost. I wish somebody help me preach. Am I doing any good yet? I'm sure trying to preach to you. Amen. You see, the Lord knew there was going to be another time. He knew there was going to be another hour. Matter of fact, it wasn't just a little while. Amen. That they stepped off of that hillside down into a ship. Amen. And the Lord departed into the mountain. Amen. And sent the multitude away. Come on now. When Friday evening comes, amen, Friday night at 11 o'clock, and you have permission to exodus this place, amen, the Lord knows, and I know, and you know, there's going to be another day. It may be before you get home. It may be around the curve. It may be out on the sea. It may be out on the highway. It may be out in your church. It may be in your family. It may be in your job. I don't know, but the Lord knows. That's why He says tonight, amen, on this Thursday night, I blessed you, but I don't want you to leave here with just a blessing. I want you to take one with you. I want you to gather up. Y'all not help me preach. I'll tell you, that's why I'm here tonight as a boy, amen, saved in 19, amen, going to camp meeting, gathering, amen, help me preach a little. You see, because in those 12 baskets, amen, is the stuff that miracles are made of. Amen, it's not only provision for another hour, but it's a point of reference. Amen, that the Lord will use again to point them back. Amen, to those 12 baskets and say, do you not remember these baskets? Amen, that I fed you with. Oh, I'm telling you, the Lord, amen, does not like to lose, and He does not like you. Lose those things that He has given you by His miraculous grace.
Gather up the fragments that nothing be lost. My other preaching we've heard this week. I hope it's not lost on me. No, I don't want it to be lost on me. But you know, the Bible said, my word shall not return unto me void. It's not going to be wasted. Come on now. Y'all help me preach tonight. Listen to me. I want you to know the Lord, amen, had the sense there was some worth left in this miracle. There's no need of leaving it laying around on the ground for the animals and the beasts to come and devour. Amen. There's somebody, you may run into somebody that needs this bread. How many remembers after the 7,000 were fed and He got on the ship and He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they had forgotten, amen, to take bread. Isn't it something? Amen. But
I'll tell you what causes us to forget sometimes. We take for granted. Amen. We saw the Lord feed 5,000. And we saw Him feed 7,000. And we've seen Him do those things. And we know that when He gets ready, He'll send us another shouting meeting. He'll give us another blessing. Amen. But that's not, amen, a wise way to treat, amen, the miracle of God. I wish I could preach to you. I know folks tonight, if they had just gathered, amen, the miracle that was left behind, they'd still be in church tonight. Amen. Come on now. Amen. They forgot to take bread. They had only one loaf with them. They had gathered seven baskets. And now they said, the Lord is talking about the fact we forgot bread. And He rebuked them and said, do you not remember how many baskets did you take up? Amen. They said, seven baskets. How many in the 5,000? 12 baskets. I wish somebody help me preach tonight. Amen. The Lord, amen, did not want us to lose anything. Come on. We're having a great meeting. We had a great meeting last year and the year before. Amen. Oh God, help us to realize the value of every blessing and every miracle and every touch of God.
Oh boy. It'd be a great time to be a preacher right now. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Are y'all listening? If you're listening, say uh-huh. You are listening. Did your neighbor say anything? Huh? You know, in the last days, there'd be a great falling away. Huh? He said,
yes, sir.
Gather the fragments that you lose nothing. What? You mean the Lord? You mean the Lord don't want us to lose nothing. Don't lose nothing. And there's a principle behind it. Don't lose anything. There's a need. There's a need tomorrow. There's a storm coming tomorrow. And there's a point of reference. We need to look back to our Ebenezers. And how many of you have made it? You know, you're not going to have that miracle every day. I said, you're not going to have that miracle every day. Amen. But oh, brother, he knew if we had a basket sitting around, amen, we could point and say, hey, how many know sometimes you need a point of reference? How many has ever took the devil back, amen, to Calvary and said, hey, right there I nailed my sin to that old rugged cross. How many has ever took him to the upper room, amen, and climbed the steps, amen, saying, praise God, hallelujah, and point the devil at the, amen, the place you got the Holy Ghost and the fire. Somebody say amen. How about them meetings? Amen. When somebody preached and rang your bell and you've got a basket sitting around. Brother, we're just letting these things slip through our fingers when we need to be gathering and storing them and remembering them and using them down the road for victory. Oh, Lord, help me pray. Look to yourself that we lose not those things which we have wrought. Brother, we spent some time in this. We've gained some ground. We've scotched our place. We moved up. We've learned doctrines. We've learned the Scripture. We study the Bible. Oh, somebody say amen. We know why, don't we? Don't we know why? Y'all ain't helping me preach. It's not your fault. Amen. I'm doing the best I can. Amen. I'm trying to preach on. Amen. The Lord. Amen. He did not like to lose. He did not want them to have the attitude. Here today, gone tomorrow. Amen. But it was something lasting. Amen. Something they could hang on to. Amen. Come on now. Oh, the memory of a miracle will put a spring in your step. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I wish somebody say amen. I'm telling you, we need to lose not. Lose not. Amen. The things which you have wrought. Hallelujah. 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 How about How about our convictions? How about our principles? How about our integrity? Come on. Job lost his wife. She just said, curse God and die. And she lost his children and he lost his cattle and he lost his material wealth. But he didn't lose his integrity. Come on now. And I will tell you, when we don't value something, it's easier to lose. Where did I put that? You don't even remember where you put that. But when we value, are y'all helping me preach tonight? Amen. When we value, amen. And John said in the second John, amen, deceivers are entering into the world. You hear me? Deceivers are entering into the world who confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. And that's when he said, look to yourself, amen, and lose not, amen. Oh, God, that I could preach to you tonight. We have a wonderful heritage. We have a wonderful heritage, amen, passed down through the apostles, amen, every jot and tittle, every word of doctrine and instruction, amen, come on now, and it is precious to us, amen. Oh, let us gather, let us listen, let us be intent, when the meeting gets high, let's garner something, amen, let's not forget, this is a miracle, we've seen the Lord turn the water to wine, let us give him the glory. Let's give him the praise. Aren't you glad for a meeting? When you go back from year to year, they've not loosened up. They've not compromised. They've not changed their approach. They've not changed their belief. Is that important to you? I'm not going to stay there. That's not where my message is at tonight. But it's a good thought, isn't it? Huh? Aren't you glad? Amen. The Lord, they was ready to go. And the Lord said, we got some work to do. I want you to gather up. Amen. And they got 12 baskets. Probably didn't start with a half a bushel. And now they've got 12 baskets. Brother, I'm going to have to tell you. Amen. The devil says, you ain't got nothing. And I just take a look. I got more than I started with. Hallelujah. Just count. Praise God. Amen. He's told me that a many times. Has he told you that? Amen. But brother, if I didn't gather it up, if we didn't take advantage of it, brother, you wouldn't be here tonight if you didn't take something home with you. Amen. That's what I'm trying to preach tonight. Amen. That mentality. I don't want to lose this. I don't want to let this slip. I don't want to give this up. Amen. It came from heaven. It's a miracle. It came from the hand of the Lord. It fed 10,000 people. Amen. It may feed somebody else. It may remind me. Hallelujah! It may remind me somewhere down the road that my Savior is all powerful, that He never fails, He's never lost a battle. Hallelujah! He said, you take not my life from me. He never lost his life. I like what he told Pilate when Pilate said, don't you know that I have power to crucify you or to release you? I love what the Lord said. You. I'd say this turned his blood icicles. When this Son of God and them flaming eyes and that power and that virtue coming out of him, I'd say it put old Pilate to sin. Abba. Oh, I feel like preaching to somebody here tonight. I feel like preaching to somebody here tonight. Amen. I'll tell you, amen, the Lord is still working miracles. Amen. But we'll not have one. We'll be in a storm, no doubt about it. We'll be in a storm nearly before we get to the house. Amen. But brother, that don't mean we have to backslide. Amen. Just count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Now there was 12. There it is, 12 over here. Hallelujah. Amen. Where'd that come from? You ain't getting
this. I can tell by looking at some of you, amen, that you ain't even believing what's going on, even in this house tonight. Amen, but I'm on the count. Here's one right here, and here's two, here's three. I seen you jumping up and down, man, alive. Four, here's a five, a six. Amen, well, there's 12 baskets. Amen, that was gathered and garnered up. Amen, come on now. Amen, I want to tell you, amen, the Lord is not a loser, and He does not expect you, amen, to be a loser. He expects you to gather, amen, and maintain, and realize that God is, amen, on the throne.
When they got in a storm, the Bible said they were fearful because they considered not the miracle. They were fearful because they become wimpish because they considered not the miracle of the loaves and fishes. Ha ha, feel the Holy Ghost in here. Praise God. I tell you what, Brother Adams preached today, and he hasn't changed any in what we heard today. You understand? But I'm telling you, I still felt like squaring my shoulders and saluting the general. That's another message for another day. Huh? But I still felt like saluting when the general got in. And I'm telling you, I even checked my shoes to see if they was okay when Brother Addis got up here. They wasn't as good as I wanted them to be for the general. But you know why he's still here? Y'all ain't getting this, are you? Praise God. They've cooled off too much, ain't they? Build a fire back under them. Praise God. Amen. But I tell you, I've been saved. This fall will be 29 years. I've had the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Come on now. For 29 years in February. Amen. I took that home with me. I put it in a basket. I gathered it up. I realized it was a miracle. I got called to preach the first anointing I ever felt to preach was on the 4th of July in 1976, the bicentennial year, and we had a youth meeting, and they asked me to testify, and a Shekinah glory come down on me, and I talked, and I could hear myself talking, but I knew it was a different man. Y'all listen to me. I'm telling you, we've had meeting after 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 meeting, and some folks get no better, but some do. Hallelujah. Amen. We have meeting. Amen. I saw Brother Rich, I saw you, amen, a few years ago. Amen, you saw a miracle, and we saw a miracle. Amen, it was a miracle. It was called the front porch miracle. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, amen, he took him a basket home, and he had 12 baskets here tonight. I looked down here, who's this rolling in the floor? It was my old friend Richie. Amen, the miracle of the front porch. Amen, and I'm still eating out of that basket, and I shout a little bit myself. When I seen him laying there in the carpet. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody ain't dead. Everybody ain't backslid. And you don't have to backslide. You don't have to lose. Your Lord is not a loser. And He wants you to stand up and not be a loser. But in order to not lose, you've got to gather. Let nothing be lost. The Lord didn't like to lose. Matter of fact, touching verse of Scripture, if I can see it, He said, "This is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing." He didn't like to lose. Do you? He said, "This is the will." Pardon me a little while. I just feel a little celebration coming on.
Come on, brother.
Oh, I'll have to say there's some things I've lost. But when I take inventory of the things He's given me. One, two, three. Holy Ghost, come to us. With Jesus. He said, this is the will of God. That of the things He has given me, I lose nothing. Peter, he'd be easy to lose, but he didn't lose him. Thomas, Miss Church. How many Thomases? Oh, they're not here. You know, I preached on doubting Thomas, and every time I did, it's like I was preaching on myself. Because I've doubted. I've said, Lord, I'll not believe unless I see the scars. And you know what the Lord did? I rebuked you. Get out of my face. No, He showed him the scars.
No, come here and see.
He said, I can't afford to lose you. Y'all don't believe that, do you? I can tell you don't believe that the way you're just sitting there looking at me like that. Y'all don't believe that, do you? Praise God. Brother Addis, when you first time I ever heard the message, it wasn't the last time, but the first time I ever heard, go tell the disciples and Peter, you preached it. Huh? It just didn't have the ring after that for some reason or another. Huh? Hey, did you hear him preach it? Go tell. Do you know why Jesus said, amen, after the resurrection and Peter done cursed and he denied the Lord and he'd warned himself by the devil's fire. Did you ever do that? Huh? Did why? I feel the Holy Ghost telling me you're doing it right now. Woo! Warming by the devil's fire. You know who built that fire? You know who built that fire? Who knows who built that fire? It was the high priest. It was the servants of the high priest. Now, wasn't that the same guy lost his ear? Now, here's that earless guy the Lord healed. Now, he's got a new ear up that Peter just cut his ear off. Now, they're budding up. Huh? And the Lord come out and looked at him. And he looked at him with a look like, I hate to lose you. Y'all ain't getting this, are you? Can y'all hear me? Is this lapel mic? Is it picking up? Okay, I like these new things. I hate to lose you. He's looked at JR and said, I hate to lose this boy. Huh? And he said, Father, and there was something, Brother Benny, when I read this scripture, and I hope I'm preaching all right for you tonight. Amen. But it was something in the Lord that I seen an attribute of him when he was out there, and he said, don't let this go to waste. Amen. And then he said to the Lord, I've kept those that you have gave me, and I've lost nothing of the things that you gave me. Are you listening to me preach? Brother, there's an urgency in our heart that we don't lose that experience that the Lord has gave us through His miracle working grace and power and goodness. Amen. And there is an urgency that we don't lose one another. Amen. You ain't getting this. Amen. You ain't getting this. He asked Cain, where? Where? I gotta hurry. Oh boy, I can't believe it's that late. Oh, I got a little preaching to do. I'm just not getting over to it here. Hallelujah. Where? Peter, Thomas, John, and James. Oh, what they were goody boys. There's the one said, their mother said, who's going to be the first in the kingdom? Huh? They're the ones that said, Lord, there's a bunch over here that ain't with us. Let's pray fire down on them. Hallelujah. That's the kind of pastor you'd like to just kind of lose in the crowd. You know who that was said that? It was John the Beloved.
He's the one that wrote and said it was the one that the disciple whom the Lord loved. You see, it was His love that kept him from being lost. Huh? Are y'all going to help me preach a little bit? I'm telling you, we can't afford. I'll tell you, take a pick. Just pick anybody. This brother ain't standing with me. Let's just pick him. You're out of here. No, I can't afford to lose him. He bought my breakfast at Cracker Barrel more than once. So, man, I can't afford to lose my Cracker Barrel, buddy. You ain't getting this. Y'all standing, I appreciate it. I know you're standing on credit. Hey, man, I owe you one. Hallelujah. But the Lord didn't like to lose. He was talking one day to a group of men and women. The Bible calls them publicans and sinners. And while he was talking to these publicans were the ones that collected the tax for the Roman government, and the Jews hated them. A lot of them were crooked as a barrel of fish hooks. Some of them may not have been, but most of them, they had a reputation of being no good. So the Jews hated them. And the sinners were bad men that visited whores and whoremongers and harlots and trash. And these Pharisees came up and seen the Lord. And you ain't going to get this. But he seen the Lord talking to them. And they didn't like it. And he said, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And that's when the Lord said to them, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loseth one? He didn't like to lose one. I'm about done. But I need to really spend about an hour on this. This is where I've been heading. He didn't like to lose. He didn't even want to lose an adulterous woman that was caught in the act, that was ready to be stoned. He didn't even want to lose that one. As a matter of fact, the Bible said that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Huh? You see, when this sheep lost, that sheep is not only lost from the flock and the fellowship. Oh, Brother Benny, pray right now for me. I need to be a preacher right now. But that one, when they're lost, friend, they're away from the fold. They're away from the conversation. That's why some of you whose buddies have backslid, still every now and then they'll ring your phone. They miss that because they're lost, like that sheep lost. They're lost from the shepherd, and they're lost from the fellowship, and they're in danger. You're not liking this. They're in danger of the wolves and the bears, the elements, and the shepherd leaves the 99 in the wilderness and goes looking for one. That's what Jesus said to these Pharisees that rebuked him for eating. So that makes me to know the reason Jesus was eating with those sinners was to win them, to rescue them. Come on now. Amen. He didn't want to lose. Not one. We can't afford. Which of this woman lost one of her 10 coins? Where did it go? It went down into the dirt. Silver coin. The soul. What shall a man gain if he gain the whole world and lose
his soul. That silver coin in the dirt, trampled upon. Huh? How many knows that with the economy the way it is? I've seen people. I've learned better. I want to teach some of my children here. I want them to learn this. You know, the economy has got so different that if you drop a penny at the grocer, when you get up around 47 or so, it ain't hardly worth bending over for. Huh? If he's a little kid down there, you say, honey, would you reach me that penny? But if you really have to, you just leave it. It ain't worth it. Or is it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What's the principle behind it? Huh? Don't lose. Oh, but they're a drunkard. They're addicted. They're bad. Oh, help me, Priest Ross. Huh? Oh, but they're in the dirt. They're in the danger. Oh! I remember years ago, I'm going to quit. I know I've worried you, but I'm going to quit here in a little bit. Just a little bit. I ain't going to quit till I'm done, but I'm going to quit. Years ago, I dreamed Isaac, my youngest son, was just a little boy, 3 or 4. And I dreamed we were down in the town, and I dreamed that he got away from me. And I looked and searched and looked and searched. I couldn't find him. I went home, and the sorrow in my heart. I went up, I lived up on the hill in the dream, and I was looking down through the town, and darkness settled in, and it began to rain. And the thoughts of my little boy out there on that street with all the wickedness in the dark and in the rain, it was more than I could stand. And I remember starting back down the steps to look for him. And I remember as I started down the steps, I felt something hit me in the knees. And I reached down, and there was a little wet head. Oh, God. You talk about a hugging. You talk about a squeezing a little guy. You talk about relief. Oh, my boy's not lost. He's here where I can watch him. Where I can take care of him. Where I can protect him. Oh, the duty of doing that seemed like nothing because he was safe now and not lost. You're not helping me preach. Oh, gather. In order for us to have it, we've got to gather. You see, that soul, Brother Benny, is a miracle of God. He breathed into man's nostrils and he became a living soul. That's part of the fragments. That if we leave them lying, they'll be lost. Would you lift your hands and ask the Lord to help me? Bow your heads with me, please. Of course, you know the second story, the prodigal. Oh. 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 Go into all the world. Preach. Teach. To observe. I don't want... It's not my will that any... lost in the dark. That's what I preached that night after that dream 15 years ago. I preached on lost in the night. On the hill. In the rain. Some mama's boy. Some mama's girl. We was preaching in, please keep your head bowed, pray. We was in Oklahoma years and years ago. Come from Bristow meeting, had a whole bus, brother. Pulled into Tulsa where we were staying. Got off that bus, all them young people just got through shouting. Just got through preaching on the way from camp meeting, brother. They was just shouting and preaching and testifying on the bus. And we pulled into her room and got off the bus. And I got off and there's a young girl sitting on the curb. Crying. I went over to her with a sister of the church. I went over to her. What's the matter, young lady? Oh, I'm in trouble. Said I was in college in California. Told me the college. Can't remember. And said I'm on my way home to, I believe it was Joplin, Missouri. She said I hitched a ride with some friends, and when my money ran out, they throwed me out. She looked bad. She said a trucker picked me up. It's been a long drive. She's crying. She said, I need, and I want you to get this. She's about 20 years old. She said, I need to get home to my mom, my dad. I said, where they live? They told me. You got their phone number? Yes. I said, I'll contact them. We went in and got her a room. Took her up on the bus. Kids was testifying and still shouting. She got on her knees in the door of that bus and asked the Lord to save her. Brother Benny, I went to her and I said, young lady, I'll go call your parents. And she said, what time is it? I told her what time it was. She said, they may still be in church.
Right.
In church. Some mama's girl. They may still be in church. When we made the call, we found your girl on the street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That nothing be lost. What should we do? Let nothing be lost. We need to gather. Gather all the fragments that we can. Oh, ask the Holy Ghost to touch somebody's heart in this house tonight. Oh, it sure takes a lot to see somebody saved anymore. But I sure have a burden for you tonight. I really do. And I know me talking to you is not going to do it. Me asking you and begging and pleading. But if the Spirit of the Lord is working on you, you've got a good chance to get saved tonight. Would you come to the piano? Whoever does, whoever wants to. Brother Benny, would you like to take service? I'm sorry. I just feel like crying more than anything else. I wish I was a better preacher. Just so that I could help see somebody else saved. Because to be lost forever is a horrible thought. You know, that coin was found by sweeping and lighting. That sheep was found by searching and reaching. That son was found when he came to himself, come home to his father. My son that was dead is alive. That was lost is found. But friend, if you're lost, when you die, you'll be like a ship lost at sea, down to the depths, never to be retrieved. Lost, darkness, sorrow, separated from the shepherd and the saints. forever. Forever. Know all the relief, Brother Benny. In my dream, when my little boy wasn't abused, hadn't been hurt. Huh? I read of those fat family, a tragic thing that child that got lost in a department store, and someone, I guess, got him. The whole time that he was gone, and he never returned. But they never changed anything about the home. Never changed their address. Never moved. Kept the old cars in the drive. So if he was to happen to come down that road, he could find his way home. I hope that you've come tonight and you see things just like they always were. We're still reaching. We're still shouting. We're still trying to live right. We're still loving you. Come on home. I'm sorry. Is there anybody in this house that would like to be saved? This altar calls for you. You matter. You matter. You matter to me. You matter to your loved one. But most of all, you matter to the Son of God, who doesn't like to lose. Not one. Jesus was determined of those his Father gave him not to lose. Oh, friend. Lift your hands and ask the Lord to move on lives, hearts in this place.
You may think that there is another hour, another day. But don't be deceived by that spirit that tells you the most important thing right now is that you realize, if you can realize you're lost, that's God dealing with you. If you can realize right now that you're backslid, that's God dealing with you. For the Bible says the devil blinds the mind of people. In other words, you never get a thought like that as long as he is in control. But the moment God begins to deal with you, he drives away that fog and lets you see yourself like you really are. The prodigal came to himself and he realized, I'm far from home. I'm in a far country. My only safe destination is home. You need to get up from that pew where you're at while you know you're lost, while you know you're backslid, before the devil drops the curtain on you again, before the darkness settles in on you again and you get comfortable in that terrible state of being lost, being cold, being indifferent. You need to get up from there and come up here and make your way back home. Bring those troubles to Jesus. Come on now. Stand all over this building so they can make their way out. If you're in a middle pew, say, excuse me, I've got some things I've got to take care of. I'm that one that the Lord was talking to about nothing being lost. Step out right now. Step out from where you're at. If you see somebody there and you see that look on their face that says, I'm that person, tell them, come on, let's go take care of that. Is there anyone here? Is Kelly, Sister Kelly, please, that will step out and come. If you've got troubles, the devil's been hammering on you. Don't let him put you back on his anvil. Get off of it. Come back to the fold. Come back to the shepherd. Will you do it? Will you do it? Will you come now? Anyone here? Just step out and come right now. Don't be ashamed. If you're ashamed of him one day, he'll turn the table on you and he'll be ashamed of you. Right now, he's not ashamed to be called your friend and your Savior. But if you're ashamed of him now because of this crowd, there'll be a day when he'll be ashamed of you before the Father and the angels. I'd rather have it now. Come on. Step out. Won't you do it? Won't you do it? It's not his will that any should perish. Not at all. It's not his will that any should perish. Come on, sis. Let's get it fixed tonight. Step out. Come on.
Oh, I was on the mountain.
Come on.
Wandering from the fountain.
Come on.
Then I heard my Savior speak to me. He said, come to me, relenting.
Some of you got more you can
and
carry.
Your
you know you do. You're not like you used to be because you've lost something.
And I will lead you.
Now's the time to check them baskets. Now's the time to check those baskets to see what's missing. Come on.
So glad he found me. With
Lord, deal with you.
Love he found me. Put his arms around
me. Is he dealing with you?
Yeah,
you know we don't want to lose you. Won't you step out and come? Anyone else? Anyone else? If not, then anyone that will come. Come on, church, and maybe they'll come with you. As you come, maybe they'll fall in and find them at all.
But Jesus.